Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us with myself and Joseph Anthony, and we're going to be talking about the month of July. Here we are on the birthday, or maybe the death day of the United States, and looks like we're going to have an interesting month from what I see so far, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria. Good morning. You're not kidding. It's a real interesting time that we live in right now, and yes, it is the birthday of the United States. July 4th, 1776, being a Cancer nation. And I know we'll talk about that in a second, but yeah, another birthday.
Or death day. It's starting to look like the death knoll for America has been rung. Everybody seems extra crazy. Everybody's extra stressed out. We have a crazy man at the wheel. I feel like we're on a ship without a rudder. And people are wondering, you know, how do we get our country back? I mean, everybody's at each other's throats. Is that astrologically on target?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When you understand that we astrologers have been talking about this before 2008, we knew there was going to be a tremendous change coming to many countries, especially the United States, because of the alignments that are going to occur between Pluto and Uranus. These two planets destroy or change anything in its wake. And so this is part of the dynamic shifts that are occurring, not to mention the cosmic rays and this intensifying energy that's coming from the galactic center is making a difference. It's making people feel loopy, confused, not like themselves. And I could say this from experience. I mean, there are days where the frequency is so high and I can feel myself like not being grounded. And I'm one of the most grounded people on this planet, as you know, Maria.
Right.
And it's just amazing. And I sit there in awe going, oh my God, what incredible energy that we're feeling. And so there's a distortion of reality that's taking place because, as you know, and your listeners know, none of this is real.
Right.
It's an illusion, you know? And so what we're experiencing in the United States here is a representation of what's happening to society. And Mr. Trump is a reflection of that. You know, every president seems to be a reflection of what's going on at the time, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. And so I think what he's experiencing is the same thing that many of us are experiencing, a dramatic change and not sure what the hell we're doing or where we're going. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And it's true because our system is changing or collapsing, however you want to put it, because we're awakening. We're beginning to see that all these systems that have been put in place are one big fat lie.
Exactly. Or as David Icke calls it, we're living in an inverted version of Earth.
Right.
Where up is down and down is up. I mean, I've never seen anything crazier than what I've been covering for the past year. I mean, this is insanity lunacy at its worst. And people still, you know, they are waking up, maybe not fast enough. They still don't realize who the true bad guys are out there as they continue to fight each other.
Well, that's it. And that's what I try and point out as much as I can. Don't look at the puppets. Yes, they're a part of the problem, but look at the bigger issue, the banks, the insurance companies, the families that run them, you know, the IMF, the World Bank. And the people behind them, those are the problem. They're the problem. The Vatican, these are the places where you have to start pointing fingers and names and start naming names, you know. They hide behind these corporations and these entities. And they've all done this on purpose, and they know it.
Right.
And so these are the places we have to start pointing the fingers at, because they hate exposure.
Right.
And the best thing we could do is point it out.
Exactly. Keep exposing them.
Exactly. And it's working to a certain extent. It is working. And I see it. And so many people and clients have said to me, I didn't know that. And I just feel like I need to know now about reality and how we're living and who controls things. And I go, great. I'll help you. David Icke's books, Jim Mars, you know, anyone that has been talking about this for so many years would be a great start for you.
Right.
And so.
Right. Or they can come over to my show. You'd be surprised how many new listeners I get. And they're so surprised by the information that I still have on my site from maybe 10, 12 years ago. So, you know, the information's out there if people are open to getting it. You know, last month, I have to tell you, Joe, when we did this show and you said we're going to have a lot of quick deaths, I saw more quick deaths than I've seen in my lifetime. You know, people just up and died, no explanation. Or if they were suffering from long-term disease, then boom, just in one day, gone. What about this month? Because it looks like it starts off pretty wild, too.
Well, we're going through cancer right now, and cancer is a sign that deals with emotions. And so if we're sort of emotionally unstable or uncertain, because cancer's underlying premise is security and safety. And if it doesn't find that, it opts at times to just run away, escape, or die, you know, in that instance, what you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it also represents the past. So what I see happening is that certain people are just feeling the pressure of this change or feeling uncertain. They feel their bodies changing, they're aching, they're not sure where society is going, are opting to go, screw it, I don't want to be here anymore. So they go lay down and go to sleep, and next thing you know, the white light shows up in their dreams and they're moving towards it,
right.
You know, and they're just going. And so I actually had this experience with a client of mine, a father who's been a client of mine for years. You know, he passed away in his sleep, you know, and I didn't know about it, but same thing. He was just tired of the bills and tired of the stress, and next thing you know, I'm sure the light came and boom, he crossed over. So my point being is that this is a time, especially when we go through the water sign, like Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, where we have a lot of emotions involved that are connected to the past, which is hard to figure out things for the future. And so with the energy right now in Cancer, especially with Mars in Cancer, that's an irritant in itself. Okay. Mars does not do well. And I've said this before. Mars does not do well in Cancer. It makes us edgy. It makes us moody. It makes us cranky. It makes us irritable. And so we're looking at the smallest things and it ticks us off. We also got Mercury in Cancer and the Sun. So we got these three planets in Cancer, but that's not the worst of it. Because, and I hate to sound negative, you know me, Maria. It's just the first 8 days of this month are very turbulent because of the full moon that we're going to be entering into on the 8th. But as we begin the month, it's a sort of a high sensitivity with a lot of underlying emotion and uncertainty. And that's what we have. And so in a moment's notice, we could have some explosive event or situation in our lives. And I'm seeing that more and more. I'm hearing more neighbors where I live here just, you know, wandering around aimlessly. Next thing you know, go, I'm moving, you know, just suddenly out of nowhere, I'm moving.
Wow.
And so this is very typical, you know,
right.
This energy.
Right. Yeah. You know, I had one of my friends yesterday. She said, what happened? She says, I was in such a high mood for like a month. And just these past 2 days, I'm just so angry. And I don't know where the anger is coming from.
That's Mars in Cancer. Mars is about aggression and moving forward. But Mars also has a short fuse or temper. And in Cancer, it ignites it even more because it's like being confined. You know, you're in a realm of emotions where fire does not do well. In other words, fire is a sign, a symbol that represents action. It must burn. It must, you know, run hot. It must do. And then the water sign, guess what? It gets extinguished. So it doesn't do fairly. It doesn't do very well in that alignment.
Mm-hmm.
It'll do much better once Mars goes into Leo, which is going to be around the 20th. So, you know, there'll be a shift. But the first 20 days of this month, you know, we got to hang on and realize these emotions and these feelings in the past, the situations where we are, and not overreact. The whole idea is to pay attention before this stuff happens.
Right.
You know, not feed into it.
Well, that's the benefit of doing this show, and I hear it from so many people. You know, when you know what's coming the rest of the month, you don't overreact to it.
That's it. That's it. Knowing is power, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we have a tricky month, no doubt about it. But the second half of the month, Maria, I would say after the 20th, 23rd, when everything starts going to Leo, I think we'll feel more inspired and more creative and more happier, because that sign is a much happier sign. And right. Mars does very well in Leo. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays itself out. But,
right.
You know.
Now, you said that we have Venus going into Gemini on the 4th. Doesn't that taper things down a little?
This one's interesting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, doesn't that kind of temper things down a little bit?
Well, Venus in Gemini can be very playful. So, yes, it does. You know, Venus likes love and romance and partnerships, and Gemini is very mischievous. It's clever. It likes to communicate. So when this sign, you know, when Venus is in Gemini, there is a tendency to be very playful, to tell people you love them, to want to partner up with people. You know, there is a more of a love of money, or doing things for money, or exchanging value with other people. So there is that playful side to the Venus in Gemini. And so it just means increased energy as well, a love of talking. So you'll see more people socializing, getting together. And so this is one of the benefits of Venus and Gemini. But overall, it's not going to overpower the Mars in Cancer or the Sun in Cancer. It'll kind of balance it out a little bit more, and maybe we'll become more chatty. That's what Venus and Gemini will do during its transit.
Right. And then right after that, you could say you have Mercury coming into Leo.
Yes. Now, this adds another element of fire to the equation, which now self-expression becomes very important. And so Leos like to be heard and seen, and, you know, they have all kinds of ideas, and they won't be ignored. And so this is where a little bit of passion comes into the picture, because if you picture all this Cancer energy, and now Mercury in Leo, which says, look at me, notice me, I need your attention, and they don't get it, you know, tempers could flare. And this is why I wrote A Passionate New Moon, or A Passionate New Month Ahead, when I did the horoscopes, the video horoscopes, because this is part of the dynamic that I see, is that we may have more passion involved because we have an interesting mixture of verbalization between Venus and Gemini, Mercury and Leo, and of course all this Cancer energy, which is all about passion. And so it's a very interesting dynamic for the first couple of weeks of July. And so you're going to hear more people express themselves. Maybe they'll have more anger. Maybe there'll be more happiness. Maybe there'll be, you know, more frustration. Whatever it is, there'll be more self-expression with a strong, passionate side. So that's what I see.
Well, I guess that'll be more self-expression from the Twitterer in chief. So I guess
probably.
We can look forward to more insane tweets every day, which always seems to...
Well, he does have a Leo rising, so if that tells you anything.
Right.
You know.
It's all about him.
Right.
Oh, my God. Now, you've noticed that people are a little less, how could we say, grounded. You know, people walking down the street start spinning, you know, crazy shit. You appear to point to this getting even a little worse on the 8th with the full moon in Capricorn.
Yes. Now, this full moon is going to be supercharged, because not only is it just the full moon, you know, where the sun and the moon are opposing each other, which is basically tension, but we also have Mars and Pluto in the picture opposing each other. So picture, if you will, this side-by-side between the sun and the sun and Mars, and on the opposite side, the moon and Pluto. And this adds an element of like gasoline on the fire, if you will, okay? Mm-hmm. And this will definitely make the tempers very short. This will irritate the hell out of people. This will send people off in the wrong direction. This is a cycle. Remember, full moons are a cycle where things come to an end or completion. And so this is another cycle that there's a completion coming up. And this sits well because, in a way, next month, actually the new moon this month, and next month we have the eclipses in August, is setting the way for a new path. You see, the solar eclipses next month are going to pave the way for new things to come in. And they'll start manifesting 6 months after that eclipse, those two eclipses. So this is kind of saying, you know, one last pass, let's wipe things out, let's clean things out. And this is, you know, whatever it is in your personal life, relationships, job, whatever the situation is.
Right.
It's basically saying, move along. Mm-hmm. Get to the point where you get frustrated and you have to do something. I can't tell you how many people are afraid to make a move or a change. I had a client contact me the other day and goes, I wish I could change my job.
Right.
And, you know, all I can say is, just find another one and do it.
Right. You know? Well, I always tell people wishing is a waste of time. But, yeah, right. I see that too. A lot of people just seem to be, I don't know, frozen's the right word, but almost stuck in their spot because there's just so much fear out there. Everybody's afraid to make a move.
Right. Well, listen, I've known this for a while, ever since I followed the great Joseph Campbell and all of his work. And he talked about how humanity was going to go into a time where it didn't have any mythologies to live its life by. And then, you know, the technological era and the space age were going to introduce factors on the subconscious that society was not going to be able to deal with. In other words, that change was coming in so rapidly that we couldn't keep up with it. And so what we have today in society is sort of a psychosis of uncertainty. And that's the only way I could describe it, a psychosis of uncertainty. And so we are grasping onto things that we think we know. We are grasping onto places, situations, people, money, parties, whatever you are, what you think you know, you're holding on to because the future holds the uncertainty that we don't want to go into. I mean, let's face it, so many people are afraid of the unknown. Mm-hmm. And so this is what we have now. We're teetering on world economy collapsing. We're teetering on sort of, some sort of change that's happening to us physically because we could feel it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a whole, we're not sure as a species what the hell we're doing. And I don't mean you and I and our listeners, obviously, because we seem to be a little bit ahead of the curve.
Right.
But I mean, the general population has no freaking clue. And their belief systems are changing. Their religious belief systems are changing. This information is coming out now about their religions. And it's not, I mean, whatever area of life you're talking about, there seems to be some sort of change that's taking place. And it doesn't go well for the average person in their psyche because it's festering in on their subconscious. Oh my God, I don't know what's happening. Am I going to lose my job? Am I going to have to move? Am I going to be able to take care of my kids? They're thinking on a small term. And we have to start looking at ourselves from the larger perspective. And this is what I preach. This is what I teach. And I know you do the same.
Right.
We are spirit beings, first of all, having a human experience. And drill that into the subconscious every single day. Mm-hmm. Everything else is secondary. You know, everything else falls into place. Follow your bliss because that's how you will manifest what you need. Don't worry about anything else.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Don't worry. Be happy. Remember that song? Don't worry. Be happy. Well, as usual, it just seems to me that there's a pattern to all this madness, Joe. Because mm-hmm. I would say, you know, I'm just looking over the past year of our shows together. It seems to me that almost every month, the middle of the month or after the 20th of the month is when things seem to always get better.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
it looks...
Yeah,
it looks the same for this month.
Yeah. Well, this month, you know, because of the transition around the 20th and the 22nd, 23rd, when planets are going to Leo, this will make a whole lot of difference. There's a big sort of a quiet time between, I would say, the full moon on the 8th towards the 20th, you know, that 12-day period there. Mm-hmm. This is sort of a quiet before the storm, if you will, or a quiet time where we should reflect and just do what we have to do and so on. Because once that Leo energy really takes hold on the 20th, 22nd, and then the 23rd with the new moon, we feel more inspired. We feel more dynamic. We feel like, you know, energy. We feel more pride. We feel like expressing ourselves. We're definitely in a creative mode. And so this should help us out a lot. But every time in the middle of the month is when we start feeling the transition between the planets and they start pulling. And so, you know, this is, it's like this imaginary gravity or this force field is pulling us in one direction or another. But the other thing, Maria, is that, you know, every 2 days, the moon keeps changing signs. And every time it does that, it makes an aspect or it triggers another planet. Mm. So we go through these waves, cycles, if you will, every couple of days. And so this is what we're experiencing now because we appear to be more sensitive than normal, especially going through Cancer. And so we have a difficult time sort of sitting still or focusing on one thing at a time or, you know, not living in the moment because right. the energy is so amped up and we're thinking a mile a minute and, you know, because the frequency is increasing. And so we're overreacting. We're totally over, and I find myself doing that too, you know?
Right.
It just happens, and I sit there and laugh. The best thing you could do is sit there and laugh when it happens. You go, oh my God, this is so ridiculous.
Right. The ability to laugh at oneself keeps me sane, that's for sure. But I have noticed that a lot of people are out of focus, okay? They're just, it's like their heads are in a million places.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are, you know, injuring themselves, you know, tripping down a flight of stairs, whatever, or getting in car accidents, a lot of car accidents last month, because they're just not focused. They're just not paying attention to what they're doing. So do you think that's energetics?
That's energetic. This is the energy that's coming in from the galactic center, these waves, these particle waves, wherever we're going through in the photon belt. It's the only way I could describe it. And believe me, I get messages like this. We all do, if you pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that we've been going through these Oort clouds, O-R-T, Oort clouds. You could research, you Google it. And these are electrically charged clouds in space. And we periodically go through them. You know, we can't trust anything that NASA or the government says about anything that's going on in space. We have to rely on these amateur astronomers on YouTube. Okay? And this points in the direction of what I've been saying and many others have been saying, that 2012, we've entered this photon belt alignment, and we are feeling this higher dosage of radiation, photon light, neuron energy, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. and we are feeling that. And so it's compressing time. Have you noticed, Maria, that time seems to be speeding up?
Well,
perception of it.
Yeah, I can't believe June's already over. It's like I felt like I just turned a page on my calendar yesterday. And then, boom, the month was over. And I said to myself, wow, that was quick.
The thing that amazes me most is I try in the morning to get up around, I don't know, 7:30. And I try to make the best of the day. And before you know it, I'm doing a few things. Next thing I know, it's 5. Next thing I know, it's dark. And I go to myself, wow, where the hell did the day go?
Right.
You know, and this is the thing, our perception of reality, because time is really an illusion, but it's being compressed. And so getting back to your point about confusion and focus, I can't tell you how many people up here on the I-17 have been driving on the wrong side of the highway. Hmm. Okay. Last year, we had 4 major car accidents because at night, people have got on the wrong ramp and are going in the wrong direction. Okay? So it's the confusion of time, space, all of it
right.
that everyone is feeling.
Well, yeah, and but so, you know, it's not just up there because there was actually a news story on it. Why are we having so many wrong way accidents and driving? And mm-hmm. to me, it came in a hot second. I'm like, all right, how many millions are they going to spend on this study? And I said, how about the cell phones and texting while they drive? You know, I watch mm-hmm. a lot of these young people drive, Joe, and they think driving is something you can multitask.
Right.
So I think they're all distracted by their gadgets and don't even, you know, they got one hand on the wheel and one hand on their gadget.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's definitely a problem as well. But the whole thing has to do with frequency change. It has to do with perception. And so many people are losing their perception. I mean, with the people I interact with on a daily basis, I could see it in them, especially the older generation. I have to admit this. You know, people over 50, 60, and 70 are having trouble staying in the moment.
Right.
Because either things are coming too fast for them, or they're overwhelming their senses, or there's a lot of confusion just in general.
Just don't want to be in this moment. Let's not leave that out. I don't even want to be in this moment. I do want to backtrack to something you said a minute or so ago about the radiations and stuff. I had a news story, I guess on my last news show, from Space Weather, and they said that the cosmic radiation over California and New England is up 13%.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of surprised to see that they would even cover cosmic radiation, because that's very rare you hear anybody talk about it.
That's right. But, you know, airline pilots know very well about cosmic radiation.
Mm-hmm.
There is this one amateur astronomer who's an airline pilot. He works for a major airline. He lives in Phoenix. Mr. MBBB33, I think that's what his what he goes by.
Mm-hmm.
He is excellent. He's an amateur astronomer. He's also an airline pilot for a major airline. And he covers all these stories. And one of the stories he's been covering over the last year or so are all these stop signs and street signs and store signs that are fading. They are literally fading in a short period of time. I mean, to where they turn white. Did you hear about this, Maria?
No.
Okay. If you go to his channel and you research it, you know, signs fading, street signs fading. I thought at first it was just nonsense. But then he shows you the proof. All over different parts of the country, at certain times of the day where the sunlight is beating down on the sign full on, there are stop signs that are brand new that are turning white. I mean, pure white. It's dissolving the pigment on the paint and making the sign go from red to white. And then there are store signs and all kinds of other things that are fading. So whatever this light is doing, this intense radiation that you just described, is affecting everything.
Right.
You know?
It's like, we got cosmic radiation, we got Fukushima radiation, we got Hanford radiation. It surely looks like this planet is going to become very radioactive, and that's without a nuclear war.
Right, exactly. Now, I know you hear this, but the last couple of days, this high-pitched squealing, again, in the right ear, has been so intense.
All right.
I don't know if you've been hearing it.
No, it's been, my whole head's been vibrating for days now, like a burn.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, to the point where I can't sleep at night, you know, and I know it's nothing around me. I know it's the frequency, but, you know, but I can hear it. It's so loud. But it doesn't happen all the time. This is the amazing thing.
Mm.
It happens, you know, for a couple of days, and then it quiets down, and the frequency is very low, and I don't hear it anymore. And then all of a sudden, it jumps back up again, you know. And so I'm going to say here that when we start getting planets going into Leo, which is the sign associated with the sun, I'm sure we will see some more, activity with the sun, or frequency changes, maybe some more solar flares, intense heat and weather. You know, we may have days where the weather is just ridiculous. You know, I think I sent you a story of Iran having almost a record heat in there, 165 degrees in certain parts of the country.
Right. My first thought on that story was weather warfare, mostly because it happened in Iran.
Sure, and it's absolutely possible. You know, I'm not going to dismiss anything, you know, because they do have the technology, the cell phone towers, the satellites, all of that stuff. It's all being, you know, played out.
Mm.
And so it is definitely a war between frequency, light, sound, you know, and this is what's being used or is actually happening to us naturally because of this alignment with the photon belt.
Right.
And so this is the war that we have to sort of be cognitive of.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, because I know you're not far, you know, being in Sedona, you're not too far from those huge fires in Prescott. Do you think that this kind of energy also forebodes or I don't know if forebodes the right word, future more fire? Do you think it's connected to astrology, these big fires around the state?
Well, Cancer is associated with land and real estate. So I would have to say yes. I mean, everything is astrology. When you understand it at a deeper, at the deepest level, that everything is astrotheology, according to the movement of the planets. There is a symbolic message somewhere, somehow. So yes, right now, as we go through Cancer, yeah, fires can be part of the problem, or issues involving real estate and people burning houses and water issues and all that stuff. But to me, I'm a little concerned that, especially in this area, we've already had two fires and it's been smoky here in the area, is some of these fires that are set artificially, you know, man-made fires. I'm always a little skeptical about that. I mean, I don't know a lot about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, with today's technology, you know, why can't we run some heavy equipment through and create a strip, you know, where there's nothing in the middle there, right, or a small trench, so we could stop the fire rather than burning down the forest and creating more smoke. But again, I'm not an expert in that area, but I'm not going to question it. But yes, watch the weather patterns. The one thing I realized with all of this change with the Earth is that the weather was going to be tricky. It was going to be weird, and we already see that. I don't think it's all harp. I don't think it's all manipulation, but I do think whatever's happening to the Earth's magnetic fields, it's affecting the ionosphere, and we are in for more changes to the weather, mm-hmm. you know? And so this is a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
We have to deal with that.
Oh, a lot of it, of course, is, you know, everybody talks about climate change, but how about taking a look at the sun, you know?
Right.
But they don't want to go there because they can't make money off carbon taxes on the sun. Joe, we're going to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Spiritual professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal, extremely intuitive but with her feet firmly on the ground. Out there, but down here, no bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at meria.net. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Stars Are Us, the monthly astrology for July 2017 with my excellent co-host, Joe Anthony. If you're not familiar with Joe's work, get over to planetswithin.com. Joe, the sun is coming out bright on the 22nd and right into Leo. I know we touched on it a little bit, but what does that mean for everybody?
Well, this is when, Maria, we start living our lives with more passion, more love in our hearts, because Leo is all about love. It's all about self-expression. It's all about the creativity. It's romance. It is the vital energy of life on this planet. This is why the ancient cultures worshiped the sun, you know, and they knew what it meant to be in alignment at certain times of the year, and they enjoyed it. And so this is a time when the sun enters the sign that it rules, Leo, and it begins to radiate courage. It begins to radiate leadership. It begins to just empower us and make us feel good. I'd say when this happens, please go outside in the morning when the sun is just coming up, not when it's, you know, at its height, and in the at night when it's going down, and just go out there and absorb some of the rays, because this is going to be beneficial to the pineal gland and your cells in your body. And this is what I've been doing. you know, every chance I get, I'll sit there for 5 minutes, just close my eyes, you know, in the direction of the sun, because it is the life force of this galaxy, okay? And so enjoy the energy, take it in, positive meditations. Leo is a very positive sign, so there's an opportunity here to become more empowered, as I've been saying. And so this is definitely going to be a time where this energy gets amplified even more, especially the following day on the 23rd with the new moon in Leo as well, Maria.
Wow. What a party.
You know, exactly. This is a Leo party. You know, from the 20th, when Mars goes into Leo, the 22nd, the sun goes into Leo, and we have the new moon also in Leo. Now, this is a powerhouse of energy coming in. And so we're going to be more aggressive. We're going to be more forthright. We're going to want to go after what we want. Uh-huh. The downside is there could be arrogance, selfishness, egotism, you know, all of this stuff. And so we have to be careful. But the same holds true. This is a sudden burst of energy that's unlike the Cancer energy where there's a lot of nervous insecurity. Right. This is more the confident, I'm going to do it, and I don't really care what you think. You know, that's the kind of energy that's involved.
A little sassy. Yeah. Everybody be a little sassy.
Right, exactly.
All right, so let's see what else we got coming up this month. On the 25th, Mercury goes into Virgo.
That's always fun. Mercury in Virgo is the pessimist. Mercury in Virgo is the analyst. Mercury in Virgo is opinionated. It starts analyzing every little thing. And so this also adds to the passion that I described this month, because, you know, you can have a great idea, you know, the Leo energy and the creativity, and go to your friend or family member and right away get shot down. You know, oh, you don't have enough money. Oh, you're a procrastinator. Oh, it won't work. Mm. And that's what Mercury in Virgo does. It analyzes, it nitpicks. On the positive side, Mercury in Virgo could take things and make them better, you know, perfecting them. Whatever the idea is, whatever the problem is. Mm-hmm. And so they have a great ability to do that, to work on small, minute details. They don't necessarily see the big picture. Leo sees the big picture, but Mercury in Virgo sees the small picture, the small dynamics, the intricate parts of the whole. And so when Mercury goes into Virgo, we are definitely going to be a little bit more opinionated and analyzing every little aspect of our lives. Mm-hmm. So this should be a little tricky, but I think we'll get through it because the Leo energy is very powerful this month. So I think it'll overshadow it.
Mm-hmm. And then we come around full circle on the 31st with Venus in Cancer.
Yes. Now, this is a very loving placement. On the 31st, last day of the month, Venus enters Cancer. Now, Cancer, as you know, is a sensitive, caring, compassionate sign, you know, and it's easily hurt. And in Venus, there's a tendency to want to embrace those closest to us, whether that's a lover, whether that's a mother, whether that's a family member or friend. We feel closest to the ones we love. And so Venus in Cancer will make us more homebound, will make us feel more emotions. Around those, we'll feel more affectionate. We'll want to cuddle more. There's more hands-on, touchy-feely. You know, when you're talking to someone, hey, how you doing? Maybe your arm on the shoulder or something. Right. You know, there's that sensitivity that comes along with the Cancer, and Venus in Cancer will express more of that. And so, with all the Leo energy with the Venus in Cancer, I think it could be very beneficial to express ourselves to those we care about. Say, hey, I really care about you, and I think you're special, and I really appreciate you in my life. You know, that sort of thing will come through, and it'll be heartfelt because it's Leo energy, the heart, love, you know? And so this will be a great time to express our feelings towards those we care about.
Well, that sounds good. So, you know, there's a lot of good, there's a lot of bad. I'm sure you've been, you know, I know you've been really busy, but when you look at, and I'm sure you've been following it, though, on some level, this insanity over a healthcare bill in this country. And I keep looking at it, Joe, and I say, you know what? It's not health insurance that's the problem. It's the actual healthcare. Our medical system sucks.
Well, yes, it does. But, you know, you and I and your listeners know that that this group of people, these families, these organizations that know what they're doing, the larger they set up the bureaucracy, the more they control the population. Okay? And that means the financial side, that means the, you know, the health and service side, all of it. The bigger any entity gets, the more bureaucratic it gets. And that's, you know, that's something hard to, you know, we need to try to avoid. You know, everything should be localized, state, local, you know, local municipality or on the state level, not out there. So I'll be honest with you, I have not been following your healthcare bill and all of that stuff because, you know, I know it's a hot potato. Mm-hmm. Because both sides are basically working for the insurance companies. We all know this.
Right.
And so, but I did find an article here, something that said the medical system as we know it is going to blow up soon. I thought that was interesting and not surprising.
It needs
you
to.
Know, right. And so, but the bottom line is again, these entities that are created are making humans more dependent on systems rather than ourselves and at the local level. And, you know, I hate to say it, you know, they play off of people's fears, all of this stuff. And, you know, the average person just, you know, they listen to the news and they're getting brainwashed by TV and movies and everything is fear and doom and gloom. And right away they run, oh, the government's going to save us, or this company's going to save us, or that organization's going to save us.
Right.
You know, it's just sad. It is totally sad to see that.
And so the medical system
is no different.
Right. Well, you know, you picked up a story that I had seen as well. And I'm waiting to see when I really feel that it's real. About a Senate bill to force citizens to register our cash that we don't keep in the bank, or you could face 10 years in prison. Now, you know, back in the 60s, Joe, when we used to talk about these people's goal was to move us to a cashless society, everybody laughed at us.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not laughing anymore.
Right. And I'm sure. Right. I mean, everything is debit card, credit card, your PayPal card, a swipe this, swipe that, or, you know, put a chip under your wrist and use that as your ticket to ride. Mm-hmm. And people probably would say, well, how would they know what cash you have? Because they have no idea of the kind of sophisticated surveillance that weapons our government has, where they can literally drive by your house, point a gun at your house, and know how much cash, gold is in your house, what room you're in, what you're doing, if you're sitting there picking your nose. But when you tell this to people, because they don't want to do the research, they think it's far out.
Yeah. I would totally agree. And you see, this is part of the changes that I see here. Cause more chaos and confusion with the president and the Senate and the House and all this stuff. Meanwhile, sneaky bills through the House like this one.
Right.
You know, we're do away with cash. I mean, again, we got to look beyond the puppets and see what's going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that the powers that shouldn't be want to go to a cashless society, just as you described. No doubt about it.
For
and
decades.
They're trying their best.
Right.
You know, but again, that war behind the scenes with these other countries, 130-something countries, are basically saying, no way, no how. We don't want your dirty, filthy, you know, dollar anymore because you guys are just liars and cheaters. Mm-hmm. And so this is the big standstill, is this battle between who controls the world's currency, the world reserve currency. And so they're going to try and sneak this bill through in hopes that nobody pays attention. But I got news for them that it's not going to work because social media will explode with concern over something as drastic as this, doing
right.
away with cash.
Right.
You know, I'll be the first guy out there doing it. You know?
Right. People don't realize, you know, the way they spy on us and use social media against us is the same way we can use it against them. And,
right.
you know, this past week, you know, Trump just out of the blue decides to order all states to provide all their information on their voter rolls. Your name, your address, your phone number, your social security number, your date of birth, all that personal information. And this from a president who still hasn't shown us his tax returns. And he wants it to go to the, you know, his committee on, you know, voting ethics, which is led by Chris Korbach and, you know, Blackwell and all the criminals of stolen elections. And surprisingly, as soon as that hit the net, everybody went nuts. And this, so far as I know, 29 states immediately said no.
Well, I love the fact that the states are really standing up to the federal government. And it started with under Clinton, and then it went into, especially into Obama, and now under Trump. And this is the one thing that I love about this state. I mean, I do enjoy the state, but anytime the federal government passes a bill that it doesn't like, it counters it with a different bill, you know.
Right.
So that's what the states should be doing. You know, anytime the federal government wants to overreach and force the states to do something, the states have the power to say, no, we don't like that.
Exactly. Well, you know, look at Nevada. Nevada just legalized recreational pot, regardless of what the federal government says, because they need the money. And they're estimating it'll bring in $60 million in taxes a year, which I think is probably a low figure. You know, listen, I've always said for so many years on my show, Joe, that it got boring. I don't even say it anymore. What do we need a federal government for?
I agree.
You know what I mean? I haven't gotten an answer for that. All they do is piss away our money on, you know, relentless wars we can't win and cut any benefits for we the people. So, you know, while everybody's waving their flag and eating their poison burgers and Franks, you know, what are you waving the flag for? Okay, we don't have the independence we fought for in 1776. We don't even have the same freedoms, the liberty. We don't have, certainly not the right to, what was it, life, liberty, and happiness? Where's the happiness part? So people really need to, you know, wake up, and I'm hoping this fourth is when people really start waking up and saying, wait a minute, what happened to America?
Yeah. Well, again, it's a rabbit hole because, you know, in order for people to understand this, they have to go and research who and how the country went downhill. And they could start with the Federal Reserve. That is the first place that they need to look. And G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Right.
That is a must read if you want to understand this country and how it came to be where we're at right now.
And I still have the interview with him in my archives from God knows how many years ago. I mean, you know, people are learning through my archives, Joe, so many of the things we talk about. And I tell them, if you don't have time to read the books, this and that, just subscribe, listen to the shows. Everything you need to know is on my site.
That's it. And so this is a time where information is very vital. And so your job, my job, and the listener's job is to get to as many people as possible before they throw in the towel, before they say, screw this, I don't care anymore, blah, blah, blah. It's just be attentive, understand how the system works, and, you know, do things to counter it.
Right. You don't have to participate in the system the way it is.
Right, exactly. You know, it's so easy. Stay away from the big banks, number one.
Right.
Stay away from the big corporations that support those banks, number two. You know, vote every incumbent out, number three.
All right. Yeah, I always tell people you have two votes that matter, and that's the vote you make with your fork and the vote you make with your money. Because if your vote ever mattered, you know, I keep reminding people, don't ever think for a minute the rich are going to let you vote their power away.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, on this 4th of July, yes, we do have things here that are wonderful and, you know, compared to the other parts of the world. And I'm not putting anyone down. But yes, the freedom seems to be disappearing more and more. And, you know, we have to stay vigilant. We have to pay attention to who we support and who we give our power to and you know, all of that stuff.
I like it's to so remind important. My friends when they're like, oh, why don't you get off that bandwagon, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, pay attention. The forefathers didn't say, if you feel like it. They said, it's your duty to be an informed citizen. They didn't say, if you feel like it, or pick and choose. Your duty. They also knew, I remember Jefferson said, you know, we probably have to have a bloody war every 25 years to keep our liberty. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are, you know, history ignorant, and it's time for them to learn history because we're repeating it if we don't. Joe, we have less than 10 minutes. I know that we don't normally do a quick take on the horoscopes. You think you could squeeze it in, or is it not enough time?
Sure, I'll run through them real quick. I've got them up on the screen here. Ready?
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Shoot.
All right, Aries, this is a month where it's all about family and feelings and foundation, and many of you are more sensitive than normal. Your ruler Mars is not in a very good position, so you're being very nostalgic with a need to connect with family members or feelings on some level. And so, but the good news is the second half of the month, after the 20th, when the Sun goes into Leo and Mars is into Leo, you guys light up like a Christmas tree. Taurus, this is a month where you still have Venus in your sign going through your first house, so you're feeling pretty good. Venus will enter Gemini real soon on the 4th, and what will happen is that the idea about money, making money, spending money, this all becomes heightened. Now, once the planets move into your 4th house, into Leo, it's everything to do with real estate, your home life, and where you're living, maybe rearranging things, and so on and so forth. Many of you may be finding yourselves moving. So this could be a real interesting month for you guys in those areas. Gemini, what can I say? You got Gemini, you got Venus going into Gemini on the 4th, and this will definitely make you more chatty or talkative, and you want to express yourself more. This has been a really good month for either money or making money or spending money. This is a really good time. But once the planets go into Leo in your 3rd house, you guys are going to be talking up a storm. Ideas, creativity, you name it. And you'll also be taking a lot of short trips towards the end of the month. So get ready. Cancer, this is your time of the year. With Mars, the Sun, and Mercury in your sign, you're feeling adventuresome. You're feeling empowered. You want to take charge. You want to go. Just be careful around the full moon on the 8th because it's going to be opposing Pluto. And this could be a very tricky time with partnerships. There may be some explosive energy. So be very careful not to get into conflicts. Leo, you got a few more weeks before you are empowered. Right now, with the planets going through Cancer in your 12th house, you're feeling more sensitive, emotional, not as empowered as you normally are. But once the 20th hits and Mars goes into your sign, then followed by the Sun and then the new moon, you guys are feeling supercharged. And so that is the time frame that you want to focus on this month for more happiness and fulfillment and taking charge of your current situation. Virgo, you're thinking about the future a lot this month, and this is a month where your career is really in high focus, where many of you may be thinking about taking on another job or more responsibilities or just feeling like you may need a vacation, especially the second half of the month when the planets start going into Leo. And so you'll feel like, I want to work from behind the scenes. I need to get away from things. I need to contemplate life. I need more meditation. Whatever it is, you guys will deal with that. The full moon on the 8th is going to light up your 5th house of creativity and love and romance. Just be very mindful or careful not to get into any arguments with anyone or any of the children, because this is a very explosive full moon. Libra, what can I say? Jupiter continues to make its way through your sign, your 1st house. So many of you are feeling much more empowered. You want to explore. You want to learn. You want to take classes. You're very eager to experience life. With all these planets in Cancer in the 10th house, there is this motivation to be seen and heard, to do, to express yourself, and you're focusing a lot on your career. And in the second half of this month, when planets go into a Leo in your 11th house, you are definitely feeling more social, getting out there, joining networks, socializing, experiencing more of your friends and organizations that you really care about. And so this is a time where there's going to be a lot of social activity. So, Scorpio, planets going through Cancer right now in your 9th house, higher exploration and learning. So many of you are traveling or exploring or taking classes, and you're feeling much better, more happier, or more fun-loving. Now, around the 8th, with that full moon involving your ruler Pluto and your co-ruler Mars, this could be a tricky time. So be careful, you know, driving. Be careful taking chances, because this could be a very impulsive time where you just let loose and you may pay the consequences afterwards, whether it's an argument or, you know, car accident. I don't wish you any of that. But just be very mindful around the 8th After the 20th, when the planets go into Leo and hit your 10th house, it's all about career after that, so focus on that. Sagittarius, okay, you've got one more month before Saturn moves direct in their first house. Your ruler Jupiter has been moving forward again, and that helps. But once Saturn picks up speed on the 25th of August, things should get a whole lot better. But right now, this month, with all these Cancer planets in your 8th house of deep psychological thinking, income, the past, there's a lot of reflection taking place. And so either you're making money or thoughts about investments and so on are at the top of the list. But the good news arrives on the 20th when the planets start going into Leo and you feel much more empowered with a desire to travel, explore, and take on the world. And your sense of adventure returns. So I say take advantage of it. Capricorn, your planets are being activated. The planets in the seventh house are being activated by all this Cancer energy. So it's all about partnerships. It's all about relationships. And unfortunately, around the eighth, Pluto in Capricorn gets entangled with all of these planets in the seventh house. So be very careful about the people around you, because there is a real strong energy at play here around the eighth or leading up to the eighth, where it could trigger, you know, anything, a split, an anger issue, whatever it is. And this is a very volatile time. But once the planets start moving out of Cancer into your eighth house, you're back to doing business. You're back to making things happen. And so take advantage of the opportunities there. Aquarius, your mind is on overload as it normally is. But dealing with all this emotional stuff does not sit well for you with all these planets in Cancer. Good news arrives on the 20th when the planets start moving into Leo, your opposite sign. So it's all about partnerships. It's all about drawing people to you. Just be very mindful and careful around the 8th with that opposition, that full moon opposition. It's a tough one. But after the 20th, it's full speed ahead. And last but not least, Pisces. You're in your glory right now, Pisces, with planets in Cancer in your 5th house, love and romance. Should be good. Dealing with children should be good. You're feeling happy and content. Just watch for friction around the 8th because of that full moon. Once planets go into Leo, now you're focusing on your career, your health and well-being, and your daily responsibilities. Many of you may have new jobs or thinking about new jobs, and you're focusing your attention on the home even more so. There you have it, Maria.
Pretty good job, Joe. That's for sure. Beware of the moon. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me today, Joe. And I guess we'll talk again next month.
Oh, sounds good.
All right, you keep safe in all that wild energy in Sedona.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Joe Anthony, check his work out at planetswithin.com. And thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for supporting the show. And this July 4th, get your friends to tune into a real patriot who really loves this country, and we'll give you the true news and what's really going on and what you can and can't do about it. I appreciate each and every one of you, whatever you're doing. Stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.